Afternoon Jams, 103.7 to be on the phone line. We got Mary Bird on the phone line. Got a great event happening this weekend. Mary, how you doing, good sister?
Doing great, Paul.
Good. Welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, welcome to the show. Tell us about the yard sale flea market that's happening this weekend in the beautiful city of Muskegon Heights.
It's awesome to talk about, actually. Speaking with the mayor, Bonnie McLaughlin, speaking with City Clerk Jen Ross. This will be the first sustainable recycle reuse event in Muskegon Heights. The first year, of course, it will be free. So if you have a table to set up, you have gently used items that pretty much it's items that you because you donate your items on a regular basis, everyone has items they keep because they think they can fit into or think that they will utilize later, and they don't, right?
Right.
But if you can get a little bit of change for it or a little bit of money for it, right, you're willing to part with it. And I think this can be great for the city. This is the first one. I'm hoping, I spoke with the mayor and with Jen, hopefully we can keep this going every year, possibly as we go along, add some music, add some vendors. But I think it'll be a great event.
Definitely should have some food vendors down there.
Definitely.
Okay, so it's happening this weekend. Tell us the day, time, and all the other specifics.
Perfect. Thank you, Paul. It will be on Saturday, August 23rd. The sale actually starts at 8 a.m. If you'd like to participate, you can set up 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Remember, it is quiet hour because there are houses on the lake, but we do set up 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., and the sale starts from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Wow, should be nice. That's good. Now, just the first time ever.
Very nice.
How many vendors are you prepared for?
Well, right now, I had a list of 15 vendors, and I still need to call 5 people back. So I would safely say about 20. Again, just bring your table. We're not selling any tables. We're not selling any spaces. We just want to build this community for the first sustainable event. And then next year, it'll be something where you can buy a table or buy a spot.
So how can people call? Is there a number they can call to pre-register?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Absolutely. On the flyer, I do have my personal number. You can give me a call. My name is Mary, 231-769-3222. Please leave a message and I will definitely call you back.
So what would you like to see and what you don't want to see?
We don't want to see anything illegal. We don't want to see any firearms, anything like that. Definitely speaking with some of the people who will be selling, there will be women attire, men attire, gently used or haven't been used at all, brand new with tags. There will be tools down there for men. There will be shoes that are new. There will be shoes gently worn, purses, hats, home decor, things for your kitchen. Here's the thing. If you're thinking about moving or you have a new college student, you may think about stopping by. There will be an awful lot of things that you can utilize for a new home or a new apartment.
Wow.
But everything else, keep it at home. Anything what? Marijuana involved, and it's none of that stuff.
Yo, man, I got some old marijuana I'm trying to get rid of.
any pipes or anything. Keep that stuff at home, Paul.
Right, exactly. What made you pick this location?
Well, actually, you know what? You're asking some great questions, because actually, I like to be in the heart of Muskegon Heights. So, Rowan Park, I wanted that to be the location. However, Muskegon Heights are making some great improvements right now within the city. Broadway is one of them. So there are detours all over the place in the South Heights area. So instead of trying to have it, and then another place was the farmer's market, but because of the detours, I thought, I don't know about that. And the mayor and the city brought up Mona Lake. So I thought, okay, that's a good first first shot, but I'm not going to lie. I will be excited for the second year to be downtown at Rowan Park, to have it humming down there with a little bit of music, some shopping, and some food vendors.
There you go. Wow. Great idea. Recapping again, happening this weekend. What day is that again?
It is this weekend on Saturday, August 23rd, 2025 at Mona Lake Park, right off Seaway Drive or Lakeshore Drive, if you may.
All right.
And it's 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Set up, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Some of y'all got some clothes, got some old baggies.
Some vintage stuff. They do.
Yes. It's the time to get rid of it. All right. Mary, thank you. Thank you so much for being available. And shout out to your class of 1983, right?
Ah, yes, Paul. Thank you.
Y'all did your thing.
Paul, let me tell you, we got some, you and I got some more talking to do off offline, but thank you for that. I do appreciate it. We are trying to do as you are doing, pouring into the city. You are a great advocate for the city. You do a lot of service, and we're just trying to have that mission spirit, just like you.
Amen. You guys did it. You guys are doing it, looking good, doing it. Thank you.
Thank you,
for
Paul.
What you're doing. God bless. Take care, all right?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, 103.7 The Beat. Bye. Yeah.
Bye. There you go. That was Mary Bird. Great event this weekend. Flea market. All of us got clothes. She mentioned we hoping we can fit in. Well, I think I might have a few of those, and I got some clothes that I can't fit. And so it's time to, I can't fit because they're too big. Time to get rid of. Hit her up. All right, family. Back to more music.